near Dallas early Wednesday, spilling the rolls all over the interstate. The fire also shutting down some lanes of I-20. The driver is okay. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. With all the coronavirus supplies needed across the entire United States, Wiley Sanders needs truck drivers immediately. Be home every weekend and two nights a week. Call 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders needs you.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. What a big change. What a nice change. Sunshine, breezy, a lot cooler today. High temperature barely up to about 70. Clear, cooler tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 44. Tomorrow, a little warmer, mid-70s, more sun. Friday will be near 80. Sun-cloud mix. Look for low 80s Saturday and Sunday. A slight chance of showers by Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Alabama Department of Public Health says it's too early to tell when we'll see the peak of coronavirus cases in the state. State health officials are staying in close contact with hospitals across the state about supplies and bed availability. The Alabama legislature has voted to suspend the session until April 28th. In a brief session Tuesday, both the House and Senate quickly voted for the suspension. Senate President Pro Tem Del Marsh says he is confident that budgets will be passed when the legislature returns April 28th. And strong storms made their way across our area Tuesday morning. Possible tornadoes touched down in Pike and Barber counties. 20 homes were damaged in one Eufaula neighborhood. No serious injuries were reported. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
Right now at DQ, you can get the delicious treats and craveable food you love at our drive-thru or for takeout, including the new DQ Chicken and Biscuits Basket, your favorite all-white meat chicken strips with 7 warm, buttery mini biscuits. And if that's not enough to satisfy, you also get fries and gravy. So dip and dunk your heart out. This might be our most dunkable basket yet. All available at the drive-thru or for takeout. So stop by today. DQ. Happy tastes good.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
If we look to the answer as to why for so many years we achieved so much, prospered as no other people on earth, it was because here in this land, we unleashed the energy and individual genius of man to a greater extent than has ever been done before. freedom and the dignity of the individual have been more available and assured here than in any other place on earth. The price for this freedom at times has been high, but we have never been unwilling to pay that price. Those who say that we're in a time when there are no heroes, they just don't know where to look. The sloping hills of Arlington National Cemetery, with its row upon row of simple white markers bearing crosses or stars of David, they add up to only a tiny fraction of the price that has been paid for our freedom. Each one of those markers is a monument to the kind of hero I spoke of earlier. Their lives ended in places called Belleau Wood, the Argonne, Omaha Beach, Salerno, and halfway around the world on Guadalcanal, Tarawa, Porkchop Hill, the Chosin Reservoir, and in 100 rice paddies and jungles of a place called Vietnam. Under one such marker lies a young man, Martin Treptown, who left his job in a small town barber shop in 1917 to go to France with the famed Rainbow Division. There on the Western Front, he was killed trying to carry a message between battalions under heavy artillery fire. We're told that on his body was found a diary. On the flyleaf, under the heading, My Pledge, he had written these words: America must win this war. Therefore, I will work, I will save, I will sacrifice, I will endure. I will fight cheerfully and do my utmost as if the issue of the whole struggle depended on me alone. We must realize that no arsenal or no weapon in the arsenals of the world is so formidable as the will and moral courage of free men and women. It is a weapon our adversaries in today's world do not have. It is a weapon that we as Americans do have. Let that be understood by those who practice terrorism and prey upon their neighbors. As for the enemies of freedom, those who are potential adversaries, they will be reminded that peace is the highest aspiration of the American people. We will negotiate for it, sacrifice for it. We will not surrender for it now or ever. We are Americans.
America, land. It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
It is a magnificent 64 degrees outside. I mean magnificent. I almost didn't come. I almost called you and said, Joey, let's go sit out somewhere and have a drink and think about the show. And the stock market is down 866 points. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello, hello, hello.
How are we doing today, big guy?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Well, pretty good. It's like I knew I would. I think we're getting a lot done here. The couple of things. Let me talk about Sweet Creek Farm Market real quickly. Folks, just talked to Reed, and Reed told me to go back to let you guys know and trying to help you guys out on dealing with the quarantine and self-distancing and all that kind of stuff. He is ready for this, putting back the $25 Boston butt. $25. 280 Farm. You can call today, pick up tomorrow, but he's going to run that all the way through the weekend. But you have to order them so he can get it queued. The other thing he's got is two slabs of ribs for $25. Now, that's a bargain. Those are normally $18. I've seen them as low as $15. I've never seen them for $12.50 a piece. So take advantage of that. 280 Farm. Reed is there now. Just left him. The power was out because Dixie Electric had some kind of problem. Did you get that second email? Haven't gotten it yet? Rats.
I got number three. I did not get the one with Morning Joe in it yet.
It said it sent it. Maybe I didn't do it right.
Yeah. Oh, there it is.
There it is. I just didn't add. Let's go to Koopa. Koopa, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, real short and sweet, an idle thought that just kind of came to me. People like Jim Acosta, most of those guys are fairly young, and they're going to live to a time that we have a Democrat president. They've pretty much got a good record of what their questions are like. It's going to be interesting to see if they ask that Democrat, whoever he may be, he or she may be, the same type questions.
Can I answer that for you now?
Well, I think he's going to get called on it.
After they get through kissing their you-know-what, they will not ask a question like that. They will not ask anywhere near a question like that. And typical five reporters that are the most liberal that always... And we're going to kind of get into this. I kind of discovered it in through one of these clips is these reporters are actually political reporters, and they're reporting on a national, worldwide news issue. They don't know how. Jim Acosta does not know how to report the news. But if you think about these, can you pop this up for me a little bit? If you think about these reporters, that particularly with NBC and CNN, they are political reporters. And what they're doing they were on the campaign trail. That's where they got their start. They moved them over to the White House. And they're reporting like a political reporter. Everything is political to them.
Oh, I understand.
That's why they're so bad.
Okay. Well, enjoying the show.
Well, you only heard 4 minutes of it. But I'm glad 4 minutes got you taken care of there.
I'm on the grass.
Oh, good luck. Nice. Enjoy the pollen. Take an extra dose for me. I tell you, this morning was absolutely spectacular.
Yes.
Benji didn't go to the park yesterday because it had rained. And I didn't want him to waddle in the mud holes there. So maybe today. It is just spectacular. So I took him for a walk, came back out, and I had him on the leash and put the leash where it tied to my chair. Sat out there and drank coffee, did my work. Birds are singing, squirrels are jumping. Benji's like, you got me squirrels? They're mine, right? And then the pool man came and he just absolutely flipped out. He's like, they're coming to get us, run! It's the poo guy. It's the poo man. Save yourself, Dan.
He looks like an intruder.
And so he wanted to jump in that swimming pool so bad he could not even stand it. I mean, he'd look at it and you could tell he was lusting after the swimming pool. Lusting after the swimming pool. A couple of things here, folks. If you're looking for a little fun lunch, I want you to consider Chris's Hot Dogs. Chris's is an institution in Montgomery, Alabama. Over 100 years, to me, it's one of the best hot dogs. Anybody that comes to Montgomery and we go downtown, which we normally do go downtown, Chris's is a stop. I'll even go do Wenzel's Oysters and go Chris's and get a dessert hot dog. They're that good.
A dessert hot dog.
A dessert hot dog. That means anything you have after a main meal, okay. You have to call it a dessert. So somebody doesn't accuse you of eating two meals.
Okay. Fair enough.
Which is why you look like I do when you do that kind of stuff. 272-9228. Also, they're going to be getting the strawberries in about a week from Clanton. They've got some Georgia strawberries in, but the Clanton strawberries come in, he believes, on Friday. And then, of course, I have that hamburger meat that we've been talking about that's been flying off the shelves. You guys seem to really be enjoying that. And actually, somebody got a whiff of it in a restaurant, came down and got some, so they could do their hamburgers with it.
Mm.
Pretty smart. So you saw the president yesterday.
Yeah, I watched the whole press conference yesterday. It was a good one.
It was very impressive. Very impressive. And I'm going to give you my Washington, D.C. look eyes on this whole thing. Basically, when you take apart what they were saying, I went back and ran it back several times to hear how they parsed some different words. Basically, what they were saying is, and by the way, you're going to hear Morning Joe, get your vomit bags out. But basically, what they were saying, if everything was like New York and New Jersey, if those things end up in some of these other hot spots like Florida and Texas and Detroit and things like that, we could lose that many people. I mean, the 100, 200,000.
Right.
I think what they did with Trump, I think it was smart on their part, smart on Trump's part. And Morning Joe is just wrong in some of the crap he's going to say up here, and I'll prove to you that he's wrong. I think they came in and gave him the presentation and basically said, if we do everything right, then, because what Joe's going to say is, if you do everything right, you're going to lose 100, 200,000 people. That's not really what they were saying. It said, if we do everything right and we are the Italy, New Jersey type model, then you're at that number.
Yes.
And I think what they sold to Trump, and Trump saw this like the guy that he is, the promoter he is. He went in and did the somber thing. We could lose up to 200,000 people. There'd be dead people all over the beach, dying in the lobbies.
Yeah, I heard that.
Dying in the lobbies of hotels.
People dying in the streets.
Exactly.
We don't want, in a short period of time, folks. Short period of time.
And so what he's done is he's set the bar high.
Yeah.
Anything, it's just like the over and under on the 30,000 ventilators on Cuomo. Now you're going to have an over and under of 200,000 people. 240,000 people, actually. And how much under is it going to be under the 240? What's considered success? If it's close to 100,000 versus 240,000, that would be success. But you know what real success is? It's that it's under 100,000. So for it to get to 100,000 folks, you're basically going to have dying on a daily basis, just if you're using the 30-day window that are there, basically 2,500 people a day. And that's in the 30-day window, and this is day one of the 30-day window that we have. So I think he saw this as an opportunity. Put the word out there. Everybody says, I'm listening to my scientists. I'm going to be presidential. Great job on answering questions. I'm going to be presidential, and I'm going to punt this baby through the goalposts. And then I'm going to be measured by what the final results are. And I think the final results are going to be good. Of course, they're going to keep going. And we had 5 more people that died of coronavirus, and it's May 25th. Then they're still going to be doing that crap. Trust me.
Of course.
So I'm going to go to a break. We're going to come back. going to play Morning Joe. Morning Joe is so full of El Toro poo-poo, it is unbelievable. We'll be right back.
Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM. He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Looking back, watching our kids and grandkids at play creates awesome memories, some better than others. I must admit, I don't much care to watch them play video games or tweet on smartphones. Way too much of that today. Hi, this is Terry with Weedman Lawn Care. Wouldn't the image of our children playing be better if it was them playing hide-and-seek, the baseball games of Pickle and 500, or badminton, Red Rover, or croquet? These games only need your kids' involvement and a great lawn for the play space. At Weedman, we can help with both. Go to WeedmanUSA.com to obtain a quote on having us turn your lawn into where children's memories are made. We'll also send you a list of great games and descriptions for them to play. They'll sure get a lot more exercise than just moving their thumbs on a keyboard. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today to begin making more great family memories on your lawn. We use only golf course quality timed release granular fertilizers. And Weedman is recommended over competitors by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and many of your friends and neighbors. Go to WeedmanUSA.com, where memories are made and promises are kept.
If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, let me encourage you to skip Zillow and call Millow.
This is Paul and Christy Millow, and we're both licensed real estate agents with Wallace and Moody Realty. We provide you with expertise, advice, and superior marketing technology to help you get the results you need.
So if you need to buy or sell a house, please call Paul or Christy today at 399-7648 or visit our website at skipzillowcallmillow.com to get a free copy of our 21-point marketing plan.
Remember, for all your real estate needs, skip Zillow, call Millow.
The safety and security of your family and property is on your mind now more than ever. For over 20 years, ProLink Security has been here for you. ProLink offers interactive security systems, including cameras, door locks, digital thermostats, and much more. Right now, if you call ProLink at 285-5833, you can take advantage of 3 months free monitoring with new activation and no contract. Call ProLink Security today, 334-285-5833. AESBL license number 475.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. It seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks supporting local business.
Live local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This is where we are. Okay, guys, get ready for this, because this is going to be pretty obnoxious. This is Morning Joe this morning. You're here at opening, which is going to be some cuts from the press conference, and then Joe Scarborough just laying it out there in the way Joe just doesn't understand what a fact is.
Deaths always lag, so you will be seeing deaths at a time when, as an epidemic, we're doing really, really well, because the deaths will lag.
But Dr. Fauci, should Americans be prepared
or the likelihood that there will be 100,000 Americans who die from this virus?
The answer is yes. We need, as sobering a number as that is, we should be prepared for it. Is it going to be that much? I hope not. And I think the more we push on the mitigation, the less likelihood it would be that number. But as being realistic, we need to prepare ourselves that that is a possibility, that that's what we will see.
A very short period of time for that to happen.
Right.
Can the country handle that in such a short period of time, within a couple of months?
Yeah.
50,000 a month.
You know, it will be difficult. I mean, no one is denying the fact that we are going through a very, very difficult time right now. I mean, we're seeing what's happening in New York. That is really, really tough. And if you extrapolate that to the nation, that will be really tough. But that's what it is.
The coming weeks are going to be very, very hard on America. Good morning and welcome to Morning Joe. It is Wednesday, April 1st. Joe, that press briefing yesterday was dark. There were some hard truths that came forward in one big dose for the United States of America.
That is a press briefing that healthcare providers and doctors and scientists begged the White House to give 2 weeks ago to tell Americans the truth.
Hold on. How could it have happened 2 weeks ago when they just did the briefing at the end of last week? And see, this is what there's so much he gets wrong in this thing. So Joe goes, this is what they've been begging 2 weeks ago. That's not true at all. They said, we went in and gave them a briefing. They said the date of the briefing was last Wednesday, I believe. Let's listen in to more in Morning Joe.
It's actually the briefing. The intel community begged Donald Trump to give in January and February.
Ho, ho, ho. What? The intel community told him, and by the way, Trump mentions coronavirus on February the 4th, State of the Union, the same speech that Nancy Pelosi tore up for not being factual, you remember?
Mm-hmm.
So full of lies. He mentions it, and he said, we need to keep Americans safe. He had been briefed that the coronavirus was in Wuhan, China. And that's, they didn't go in and say, and this is what it's going to, they don't do that. That's what
the WHO at that same time saying there isn't person-to-person spread.
Exactly. I mean, Joe Scarborough is so full of El Toro poo-poo, it is unbelievable. And he throws the stuff out as if it is a fact, and he didn't know crap. Continue on, Joey, my son.
Saw this coming. Even several weeks ago, doctors I know very well, scientists, healthcare professionals, were saying, Mr. President, 100,000, 200,000, 500,000 people could die from this virus if you don't start moving. The president didn't want to hear it. This is, after all, a president who talked about one person dying and one person from China, but we've got it taken care of. It'll be zero. And then soon after that, in February, he was talking about, oh, we have 14, 15 people who were infected, but we've done such a good job, it's going to go down to zero. Then, of course, he said the media was overblowing it, that their coverage was a hoax of the pandemic, that it was going to go away. And then
the
he said
it.
That it would go away in April. The sun would come out. It would magically go away. And Willie, yesterday we found out, because the scientists and the doctors told the truth, and the president finally let them tell the truth to the American people. And again,
let them tell the truth.
What they said yesterday is what the president was urged to tell the American people 2 weeks ago. But now we go from the president blithely predicting this was going to go away in April when the sun came out, the flowers would bloom and everybody would be fine, to us finally being told the truth that April is, as Elliot said, April is the cruelest month, and we can expect 100,000 to 250,000 deaths in this country over the next 2-3 weeks.
Good scenario.
2-3 weeks.
If we do everything right now, since our response to this has been so delayed and so pathetic up until last week.
Okay, so what he's talking about in the 2 weeks ago was when he did the statement saying, talking about social distancing. Who has been moving heaven and earth to get test kits, to get ventilators, to get hospital ships, to get the Army Corps of Engineers to build hospitals for folks? Who's been doing all that? It's Donald Trump. Joe Scarborough's like, no, he's been out playing tennis somewhere. This is crazy. William, hang on, coming back to you right after this.
Your news talk place to be, The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
At WinCreekCasino.com, you can play online for free to earn rewards. And we're here to help you use those rewards at any of our locations. Getting to our gaming floor can start on your sofa. Getting to our restaurants can start at your table. And getting to our hotel can start in your bedroom. Play online for free and find your winning moment at WinCreekCasino.com.
The stock market goes up. The stock market goes down. Right now, the stock market's going. But with Earnest Financial, we're in the money.
Yes, sir.
Can't lose it, honey.
Oh, no.
Lock in your gains and never worry anymore.
I'm not worried.
Don't have to worry.
Be there.
But you better hurry.
It's on the ball.
Before that old stock market crashes through more. Call David Earnest, he's the man to get you in it.
Call Dave.
Just write his number down, get ready, I'll give it to you in a minute. Call David Earnest at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Call David Earnest today.
Sponsored by Earnest Financial, LLC.
With a Marcus by Goldman Sachs no penalty CD. There's a typo, a fixed rate guaranteed, and no penalties if you withdraw your balance early?
That's right, no penalties.
Really?
Take two.
With a Marcus by Goldman Sachs no penalty CD, you get a fixed rate of 1.7% for 7 months. There are no penalties if you withdraw your balance early. And you keep the interest you earned. You can money with Marcus by Goldman Sachs. Learn more at Marcus.com.
$500 minimum balance required to earn stated annual percentage yield, which may change before account is funded. May withdraw full balance beginning 7 days after funding. Rates as of March 20th, 2020. Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC.
What's up, Montgomery? This your boy, Bama Miles, up here at Rim Time. We've been rocking with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 6 years now. If you're looking to grow your business, hit them up. They'll get you right.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. What a big change. What a nice change. Sunshine, breezy, a lot cooler today. High temperature barely up to about 70. Clear, cooler tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 44. Tomorrow, a little warmer, mid-70s, more sun. Friday will be near 80. Sun-cloud mix. Look for low 80s Saturday and Sunday. A slight chance of showers by Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1. WACV.
Color me your color, baby. Color me 272-9228 is where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to William. William, welcome aboard the Damar Show.
Hey, Dan, I just have a comment to make, and you can expand on it if you'd like. After the news conference yesterday, some black guy came on there and started talking about political questions rather than the coronavirus. But Brett Hume came on and defended the president, which I was very proud to see, and I would like you to comment on it.
Yeah, I've got, I have the clip of Brett Hume talking about Jim Acosta and some others. I don't remember the quote black guy that you were talking about, but he's going to make a point, and we'll get to that after I finish Morning Joe. I'll go straight to that for you, okay?
Okay, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you, William. Don't forget the Boston Butt, $25. Slab of Ribs for $25. Sweet Creek Farm Market, the best around. 280 Farm, 280 Farm. Okay. Tip Tames just told me he picked up a sack of Chris's hot dogs.
Ooh.
Attaway, Tip.
That's what I'm talking about.
I hope he told him about it. I tell you what, I love those folks. Theo's a great guy. Let's continue on.
I know we're going to talk a lot about what the president said a couple of months ago, couple of weeks ago, what he said just last week. It was last week he was talking about opening the economy again by Easter for some parts of the country.
He said he would like to.
About, hey, this is not the flu. A lot of people have been saying it's the flu. The president said it was the flu a couple of weeks ago. We'll get into all of that, but just the numbers alone, I've heard the word sobering used a lot. I would say staggering. When you have Dr. Birx and you have Dr. Fauci standing up there with charts showing us these numbers, predicting that even with current social distancing guidelines in place, 100,000 to 240,000 potential deaths.
With existing, hear that?
Don't stay in place. That death toll could be higher. The next few weeks, we're told, will be the worst.
I want every American to be prepared for the hard days that lie ahead. We're going to go through a very tough 2 weeks. And then hopefully, as the experts are predicting, as I think a lot of us are predicting after having studied it so hard, you're going to start seeing some real light at the end of the tunnel. But this is going to be a very painful, very, very painful 2 weeks.
In the next several days to a week or so, we're going to continue to see things go up. We cannot be discouraged by that because the mitigation is actually working and will work.
There's no magic bullet. There's no magic vaccine or therapy. It's just behaviors. Each of our behaviors translating into something that changes the course of this viral pandemic over the next 30 days.
The next couple of weeks, we're going to be seeing some serious things that the American public, unfortunately, is going to have to get used to seeing. What we're doing with the mitigation is to try and blunt that. But no matter what we do, even with the, I believe, positive effects that we're seeing with the mitigation, it's going to be a tough couple of weeks coming up.
Now, we've heard, Zeke Emanuel, that nobody could have seen this coming. The fact is, everybody saw this coming.
Everybody did.
Saw this coming in early January. So I know you, like me, have wanted the president to give this sobering press conference for weeks. And what happened in a strange way yesterday was a bit of relief because it was the first time that actually the president allowed his scientists and doctors to say the sort of things that you've been saying all along. As grim as yesterday's press conference was, as grim as the news was, it actually was a step in the right direction because it tells the truth about the hell we're about to go through, but also says how we can avoid it in the future. What was your takeaway from yesterday?
That the president had a conversion experience. He confronted the numbers and could not wiggle out of the numbers. And I noticed, you and Willie emphasizing the 100,000 to 250,000, 240,000 people who might die in this country if everything goes right and everyone begins to adhere to these physical distancing measures, and we can actually get the mitigation that Dr. Fauci's been talking about in place. But the fact is, we haven't been doing it right for a long time. And the other graph that they showed was even grimmer, which was 1.5 million to 2 million people dying if we don't get these measures in place. And that translates to 150 million to 200 million Americans actually infected with this virus. And I've been saying that for several weeks and been pilloried on the right-wing media because I've been saying, you know, if we don't do something in the next 7 to 14 days, we're going to have more than 100 million people infected. And, you know, I think you've been a little generous and Willie's been a little generous. You know, 2 weeks ago, we needed this. That's certainly true. We needed it 2 weeks ago. But people have been warning about this for 3 or 4 weeks since the start of March that we really need to get on this and do this. So I think there's been a real conversion experience. I think the real question is, how long does it last in the White House? We have had, you know, one or two grim press conferences before, right after the Imperial College of London's estimate came out about 2 weeks ago. The president gave a sort of sober press conference and then was right back to championing chloroquine and the fact that this was, we only needed 15 days. This is going to be a long haul. I think Dr. Fauci is right. And we have, you know, we have about another 7 days to really get this in place. We're probably actually behind the eight ball. I would take a moment of optimism. You know, I'm generally a very optimistic guy. And I have been talking to my colleagues in the medical schools in Seattle and San Francisco in particular, places that were hit hard, hit early. And that, you know, Seattle especially, where they had the first case of first death. And they did this physical distancing and these mitigation measures pretty early because they were shocked. And they do seem to be working. So that comment that Dr. Fauci made that, you know, while the deaths will be going up, this social mitigation, social distancing and mitigation, wearing the mask will make a difference, and we won't see it for a while because it's what we call a lagging indicator in the health field. That does seem to be happening, and there are some glimmers that you really can make a difference. And the data aren't just from China or other places. They're from actually the United States, places that jumped on it. And so I think we, you know, you're going to need a president who can lead at that moment, that things are getting worse, but we're able to see around the corner and it's really going to be better in weeks. And I think, you know, this idea of 30 days does bother me a little bit because it's too short.
Okay, I was a little confused with that. Was he saying it's going to get better in weeks is what Trump was saying, or is he saying that? And it just is amazing to me how they're stuck. Trump did exactly what he's supposed to do. He's going to get this thing done. He's got a leadership written all over him. When you watch him, you know Joe Biden could never do what Donald Trump did with that, what, almost two-hour press conference yesterday?
Right.
That was incredible. And, you know, he was handling himself really well. He would turn it over to the person, but then he'd come back and make another comment about it to let them know that he does know what he's talking about. It's I think this is going to be a major win for him when it's all said and done. I think we're going to look at these leadership numbers come the end of April. I think we're going to see something different. Now, let me warn you of one thing, and that is remember George Herbert Walker Bush in Desert Storm.
Right.
He had a popularity rating in the 80s. In the 80s. There were parades coming home, victory parades, ticker tape parades in New York. We did a big one here in Alabama by request of the governor. We came up with the idea for the governor. The governor sponsored it. We got all these people in to do a big thank you to the military and to the Maxwell Gunner Complex, all the military that were there. And then turn around 1992, because the economy, George Herbert Walker Bush loses the presidency to Bill Clinton. So Donald Trump could do very well with leadership marks. But the underlying deal here is going to be the economy. So once you kind of get through the euphoria of us getting by this, the next thing you have to deal with is how is the economy doing. Let me do this. Let me go to a break, come back, play the final segment, then we'll get to the bridging pieces that William called about.
Dan Morris Show.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Mr. Sandman. This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress. As a locally owned business, we are happy to announce we are still open, but with limited hours. The temporary hours are 10 to 6, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We are well stocked with mattresses in twin, full, queen, and king sizes. Several of our factories have closed, but I have three warehouses stocked with hundreds of mattresses and foundations. Special discounts are being given on much of my inventory while supplies last. Serta, Beauty Vest, Jameson, Diamond, and other great brands are on sale. Delivery is still available. With two showrooms on the Atlanta Highway, you do not have to worry about crowds, and our salespeople will respect your space. I still have to make room for construction workers to remodel our store in May, so many floor samples have been drastically reduced. Again, we are open temporary hours, 10 to 6, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We certainly appreciate your support. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores on the Atlanta Highway, across from the Dairy Queen. Mr. Sandman.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Give me the brew!
272-9228, that's where we are.
That's what the people say. Ride high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune when I'm back on top in June.
Okay, let's do this last piece of Morning Joe this morning.
Yeah, you know,
it's not honest.
You are right about Washington State. There is some positive glimmers of hope coming out of Washington State. Even Italy, who's been through a month of hell, you're starting to see a slight bending of the curve in Italy. Those believing that things are getting better. But I do want to underline the recklessness of talk show radio hosts and people online and Trumpists. These Trump hacks, Jim VandeHei, who push, who have been mocking people like Zeke Emanuel, who warned about this day coming. And so they, of course, are attacked online. I was attacked online by an idiot about quoting the Imperial College study. And then,
which,
of course, the president is now quoting those same numbers. So,
no, he's not.
I'm sure he'll fall in line and talk about how brilliant Donald Trump was. These miracle cures, I've seen quacks and demagogues and profiteers getting on talking about hydrochloroquine, how it's a miracle drug, how everybody who ever took it recovered, and it's a miracle drug. Even Donald Trump yesterday backing off of that, saying we still have a ways to go after the press conference. But
you know, that's an example of you hear what you want to hear. I mean, he's talking about Laura Ingraham and some of these other folks, Dr. Oz, and people like that, and they have laid out, well, there have been some promising indicators from it.
Oh, and what I've been saying has been, we will produce enough ventilators, we will produce enough PPE. The medical system in that regard will flex to respond to this problem. I have a feeling these therapeutic drugs will start to be effective, whether it's hydroxychloroquine or anything else, and we'll be well under that 100,000 number. That's my hope. And that's essentially what the president's been saying and people I've been following been saying. And this sort of doomsday rhetoric in order to make Trump look bad is just, what an ass.
It really is. And what they're going to do is, when it's lower than the 100,000, and say, oh, thank goodness Donald Trump listened to the scientists. I think he's listening to the scientists all the time. And what they, I think the thing they did is, we need to do a full court press and raise the volume of this thing up. And that's exactly what he did. If you listen to how they parse the language, yeah, they were very, very careful that they thread the needle Not saying that it's absolutely going to happen.
Well, and the most interesting part to me, where you read between the lines, is when Dr. Birx, Deborah Birx, was saying, hey, here's the curve for New York and New Jersey, and that's what this model is based on.
But look at Washington.
Yeah, look at Washington, look at Texas, Louisiana, Florida, other states in the country. California in particular is doing fantastic. And I heard on from Dr. Trupinski last night, he's doing these daily briefings himself, that the guy did the model for New York, that they came up with this 100,000, 200,000 number. He's going to do a unique model for Southern California based on real data we have so far. So I think as we break it down into the curves for each individual place and you get more data and better models off real data, not just math and assumptions, we'll have a better understanding.
And when you take that chart, and you actually, I should have put it up on my website, you actually take the chart and you can look at it and you can touch Alabama, for example, right, and see Alabama's line. And then you have dates that everybody's supposed to peak. Alabama's supposed to peak on April the 20th, for example. And if all those other states, I mean, you basically take four states out of the mix. You take the New York, New Jersey, and California and Florida, out of the mix, then everything's fairly flat. And it's going to pop up a little bit, but it's going to be a little hump.
Right.
And we're going to look back at this and say, New York is where, for the entire United States, what amounts to basically, let me add it up real quick, what amounts to about 5% of the population of the country, less than 5% of the population of the country, we got 40% of the deaths came from 5% of the population. And then they'll be doing the why. Were they too slow? Was it that too many people flew in? They got overwhelmed? What happened that did that? And I think Cuomo's looking at his numbers and going, oh, crap. You know, when we look at these models, but his numbers are getting better. He said that today. Now, Brent Hume is going to talk about what William had mentioned and be talking about the media and COVID-19 and, of course, Donald Trump.
This is going to be a very bad 2 and maybe even 3 weeks. This is going to be 3 weeks like we haven't seen. They are going to be facing a war zone. That's what it is.
The president and his COVID-19 task force giving daily briefings to keep millions of Americans informed on the COVID-19 pandemic. But some in the media claim that they are simply Trump rallies without the audience.
Listen to
this. It is all a plot. It is all orchestrated. And if you can't see it, I don't know what you're looking at. It's obvious. It's transparent to me. This has become those press briefings have become his new apprentice. They've become his new rallies. And he treats the press and the media as if he's talking to the people in his rallies. It's the same thing. It's no different. It's just that the audience is not there.
Here tonight, Brent Hume, what do you make of what Don Lemon had to say there?
Yeah. Well, I haven't noticed a lot of reporters gathered in front of the president asking him questions at his rallies. And I've never detected the presence at his rallies of Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci explaining the daily data of death and illness that they must interpret and charting a course through this pandemic. So I think the comparison that's being made there is absurd. Yes, Trump does brag and he does ramble all over the place and he does fence with reporters who ask, you know, what may not be very serious questions. But even that, more representative of a White House news conference than it is of a rally. So the criticism that he's making there seems to me to be on its face preposterous.
Preposterous. And he's right.
Right.
But hearing Don Lemon and Chris Cuomo and the stuff they were saying, that is ignorance there. That is lack of knowledge on their part. And then we're going to kind of get into the political part of things. This is a political media covering this story. Can we fit that one in? It's pretty short.
You also point out that you think in some cases that reporters aren't asking the right questions or that they're sort of falling back on, you know, kind of a way of asking questions that is not necessarily the most effective in this environment. What do you mean by that, Brett?
Well, I think that, you know, reporters are like people who have one tool. You know, you heard there's a famous saying, you know, if the only tool you have is a hammer, every problem looks like a nail. Well, if the only thing you've ever been is a political reporter and you're covering the White House briefings on a major worldwide pandemic, you might be tempted to ask a lot of political questions, which is what they've done. And, of course, the president is a political actor, and he says things that may be to his political benefit, and he criticizes his critics and all that. But I think people have been hungry in this country for information on this pandemic. And I think these briefings have been an absolute fountain of information about that subject. Today was a briefing which was so sobering and so full of detail and such troubling news was a perfect example. And we got a lot of explanations with charts and graphs and so on. And we got very good explanations of the failings of models and why you can't always take them. It was very helpful. And if you dismiss these gatherings, it's nothing but rallies. You're missing the point. And if you're asking questions about nothing but politics, you're missing it again.
Bert Hume was pretty good on that. And I had to kind of cut him a little bit because he did. He has a hard time getting his words out sometimes.
Yeah, a friend of mine wrote a piece, and one sentence in it really made sense to me. Unfortunately, it doesn't apply to everybody, but it does apply to a lot of folks, especially political actors, is that instead of trying to come together and beat the virus, we're trying to use the virus to beat one another. It's just another political tool to fight over and beat each other over the head with. And it's...
I like that.
It's very frustrating.
That. Let's go to a break, Joey. We're going to go to top of our break. Coming back, Dan Morris Show. Right after this.
Give me the brew! That's life. That's what the people say. Ride high in April. Shot down in May. When I'm back on top in June.
The Dan Morris Show.
Say that's life.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.